How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And we are live from the official Music Hypebeast Studios. The Music Hypebeast podcast illuminates raw, beautiful, and uncensored musical talent from all around the world. Music is the universal language of the world. And people depend on music every day to inspire them, carry them through their darkest moments, and make them feel like they can fly. Music sparks time and life. My name is Cannon, and I have the ultimate honor of hosting the Music Hypebeast podcast. The Music Hypebeast podcast is syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially powered by iHeartRadio. Today, I have major recording artist and entrepreneur, Flame Splitter 804, on the podcast today. People listen to me closely. The music journey of this brother will light another fire in your spirit to push you even harder in life. I'm honored and I'm super honored to have Flame Splitter on the show today. Welcome. What's going on, bro?
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me tonight, man. I'm good. Life is great.
Okay. So let's get right into it. In the marathon of music, it's a million runners and we all in the pursuit of the same goal, superstardom. So you in the thick of the race right now. Explain to the audience why you believe you built for the long run.
The reason I believe I'm built for the long run is because I've seen some of the darkest, toughest times in my life. And I had to pick myself back up. And when you're on a marathon, you're going to have times where you're tired, you're thirsty, you know, you almost dehydrated, your muscles hurt, but it's mental at that point. You got to just keep on pushing. You got to have like a certain mental tenacity to push through when your body and your mind and everything is telling you quit. And so from all the things I've been through in my life, I've had times where I've had to do that. So I've had a lot of practice with it.
Okay. Next question. A lot of artists burn out, quit. Or simply they just run out of money before their dreams come to fruition. Break down to the audience how you pace yourself. Like, give us a picture of your mentality. Like, explain how you approach life and, you know, some of your...
I mean, the main thing is, it's never really a problem to me. It's like, you just got to find solutions. Like, in life, everything is not going to go the way you plan it. It's about how you adjust. You know, it's about, you know, your game plan moving forward. So...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When things don't go to, you know, the way I plan it, then, you know, I just adjust on the fly, you know. Just gotta have a game plan and stick to it.
For sure. All right, well, how does your music touch people's spirits?
I mean, I believe it touches their spirits because I'm giving you my pain. I'm giving you real, like real experiences. I'm giving you my life on wax. So it's like, it's not like I'm making up something, a story, and you got to decide if you believe that it's true or not. It's like you can kind of feel the authenticity in my words when I'm rapping, and my tone and my pitch and everything like that.
So, I can dig it. All right, so let me create this picture for you. You performing at BBQ's in New York City in front of a sold out crowd. They going crazy, right? You on stage performing. So you holding the mic, staring into the sea of people. What you got going through your mind? What you thinking in that moment?
I'm only at that moment, I'm just focusing on my lyrics for one, like, cause forgetting your lyrics can mess up everything. It's like once you forget a line or something, it's like it throws you off, and then you scramble, and then now you like, oh, what they think? Yeah. You know, you gotta stay out of your own head. So like for me,
that's what I'm about to say. But being in your own head too much, that'll make you mess up. You gotta stick to it.
Be like, they be like, damn, I done been there before.
Your head at the moment.
I had like that early on.
Sure, you're right. All right. Well, as an indie artist, you had the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day. Plus, you got to maintain your job, personal life, etc. So, from your perspective, explain the life of an indie artist.
It's hectic. I mean, it's not even like you could really explain. It's like from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, music is constantly something that I'm focused on, and then it's, you know, I got to pick and choose what I want to spend my money on, because you can't spend your money on everything. You can't jump at every opportunity. Some things is not worth it. So you got to pick and choose what's worth it, what's beneficial to your career, what's a smart move, what's not. And, you know, I still got my other responsibilities, my bills, you know, child support, things of that nature. So I got to make sure that I'm balancing those. And it's kind of like, you know, you do a little bit of your responsibilities, you put a little money in music, you got, it's a balance. It can't be too much of one, or you're going to fumble the
pass. Sure, you're right. Well, people, right now, we are live with Fire Flame Spitter, Mans. And right now, we are going to hear a couple words from our sponsors, and we're going to get right back to it. With my Mans, Flame Spitter 804.
Yo, and we are back.
Flame Spitter, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, blessed. Blessed as always.
Okay. That's good. Well, let's get right back into it then. Explain how people respond to your music when they hear it live.
They go crazy. They kind of be like moving with me, bouncing with me. And it's like, I can see at first, they be apprehensive at first. Like, oh, because I'm a lot when I'm on stage. But then, like, once they see, like, they start listening to what I'm saying, and they start kind of feeling the vibe and the energy of the performance, like, they lock in with me. So I done had performances where I done had, like, waves of the crowd, like, bouncing with me every move, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, so I think we all know, you know, how uncertain this music game is. It's really no guarantee. It's no 401k, no pension, no retirement plan. So why are you so willing to accept such a high level risk?
Man, you know, anything great is going to come with a hefty price. And for me, I've always believed in myself. I never doubted myself. I never thought that, like, I was going to not make it. You know, it was like, it was just a matter of time. Just keep going, keep pushing. And as time went on and I got better with my craft and I polished my skills and my performances and stuff like that, it was kind of like the momentum of just going out there and putting out the material and seeing how the crowd react. It just kept pushing me. It kept making me go. There's times where I do feel like, you know, you might be taking a loss because you're spending a lot of money on beats and studio time and wardrobe. And, you know, you got to pay a lot for a lot of performances at first. You got to pay for a lot of these things. So it can be draining on you. But if you have an unshakable, like, faith in yourself, man, you know you have the talent, you know you got the ability, don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Just keep going.
Any dark moments? Like times when something, like, really could have went bad, like we could have went wrong.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, especially like I say before I moved down to Atlanta for a few years and got with the Outlaws, I probably was on the wrong path and about to really crash out. So that saved me, you know what I'm saying? That really legit saved me. So that was a time where it was scary. You know, I had just got shot and, you know, it was, you know how it is, you know, you want to get back and all that type of thing. So like me diving right back into the music and going down there with them and getting in the mix of something positive, it saved me from, you know, probably a inevitable fate if I had stayed at home.
You got through that, brother. Sure. Can you explain the good and bad parts of your childhood? I know we talked about it before. Let's revisit it right quick.
Right, right. Well, I think the good parts, like I say, was the camaraderie and the brotherhood that I had with my friends growing up, you know, and being out a lot. And like I say, playing sports, you know, sports is big. A lot of kids should really play sports just to learn how to communicate with each other, you know, for social skill purposes. You know what I'm saying? The bad moments, like I say, I went through a lot early. I saw a lot early. And so I was traumatized as a kid, young. I became numb to a lot of things that I probably shouldn't be numb to as a kid. And so it made it to the point where for a long period of time, I couldn't really like get in touch with my feelings. I couldn't like, you know, I couldn't cry. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like I could feel sad, but I couldn't shed a tear type of thing. So like, those are some of the dark moments, you know, from being a kid, you know, the things you go through that you don't want to talk about. You don't even tell your parents about. You just tuck away and try to make it through. Like, those are the dark moments.
No doubt. You know, double back again, revisit your support system. So again, who supported you, your music career? During the startup phase. Remember, you went over there before.
You said who supported my music career?
Yeah, during the startup phase.
Me? Yeah. I mean, for the most part, it's always been me. Like, you know, when it comes to, like I say, buying beats, paying for studio time, you know, the clothes to perform. And, you know, in the past, like, year and a half, it's been like I had one or two close friends and my significant other. Like, she's been helping, you know, definitely.
Okay.
You got to have somebody to believe in. You got to have some kind of support system around you to make it.
All right, people. Sorry about that. I was having some connection issues. We're going to have a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right. Okay. We are back. Blaine.
What's happening?
What's your thoughts on the current state of music?
Right now, I think it's probably about to take a shift in the right direction. Before a while, it was getting monotonous, and it was like, trash to be, you know, I don't know what word to pick. It was trash. But I think that right now, like a lot of new artists is coming in and then, you know, it's like people is really coming with it. I feel like it's, you know, the rest of this year going into 2025, I think it's going to really get to where it need to be at.
Mm-hmm. Same a little bit. I feel the same. Break down to us one song that you feel really took off with your fan base.
For me, I think it's the Still Paper Chasing, the Young Dolph tribute. It's really crazy. It's like every time I perform it, it's crazy. You know, it's never like people ever stand around and just kind of, you know, be too cool for school. Like whenever I perform that track, it's like the building be turned. And then when I get off stage, it's like, you know, when everybody come and let you know, like, yeah, you did that, you killed that, like, and they want your social media and all that. And you can kind of gauge it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't really do nothing, ain't nobody going to say nothing to you when you get off stage. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like dry.
Why do you think the people believe and support your music, your movement, not your music, but your movement?
I think that if they really listening and they tuning in, like, they can see that I'm authentic. They can see I'm genuine. Like I say, everything ain't 100% true, but if I had to put it in a percentage, I'd say probably 70-30. 70 is true, 30 is embellishment. But I think they tap in, they listen, and you can tell when it's real and you can tell when it's fake. When it's fake, you got to kind of keep listening to it and kind of, you know, I don't know, maybe I believe, maybe I don't. But like, I don't think people gonna have that problem when they listen to my music at all. Like, not at all.
What's one thing you want to improve this year, like to be a better person and artist?
Definitely my money management skills, my anger management skills. I've been working on that. I've been trying to go the whole year without arguing with nobody. I don't know if I failed yet, but I think I'm doing good. And definitely becoming a better father and a better man, you know, overall. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. All right. Well, what have you enjoyed the most about being on the podcast today?
I think kind of made me go in my bag today. You know, it's like I had to really, really, you know, go and think about some things. So thinking about the talking about the childhood definitely is, because it's one of those things where I've been kind of doing shadow work anyway. So it's like it's helping me, you know, it's kind of helping me. It's therapeutic for me at the same time. And hopefully somebody listening, they feel the same way of going through it, and it might help them. You know what I'm saying? They might have a similar situation, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, spell your name out for me one more time on Instagram. How's it listed on streamers?
Got you. FLAMESPITTA804. That's Flame Spitter 804. That's Instagram. That's TikTok. That's Twitter. And you can find my music on all media streaming platforms. Flame Spitter 804, man. Y'all tap in.
All right. Flame Spitter. This interview today has been very revealing and thought-provoking. Your story encouraged and inspiring to anyone who believes that they can do anything in life. Thank you again for sharing your story on the Music Hype Beast podcast today. People, make sure you connect with my movement on Instagram, Canon Official, CVNNON Official. Again, my IG is CVNNON Official. Make sure you follow the Music Hype Beast podcast on all streaming platforms, including Pandora. Lastly, follow our movement, Radio Pushers, Radio Pushers TV, across all social media platforms. Download the mobile app. It's crazy. It's for iPhone, iPad, and Google Play. Everyone, never stop improving yourself. Never follow the crowd. Set your own trends and focus on results and no hype. We out of here.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.